Welcome, 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 folks. It is DFW Real Estate Weekly. I am Todd Tremonti. We've got full price Courtney on the mic today with us.
She's here.
She is here and in the third person. Mm-hmm. And we're talking springtime. We're talking market activity, market momentum, buyers buying, sellers selling, callers calling. It's time. It is time. If you've been waiting, you might have waited a little too long to beat the activity. The activity is here. Sadly, it's predictable. The spring and summer markets, you've heard me for decades talking about how that is not the only time to buy and sell houses. And sometimes it is not the most strategic time. But there's been a lot of waiting for the last 2.5 years. And we are seeing obvious, noticeable, logical and statistical movement in the market. We're seeing multiple offers like we haven't seen in 2.5 years. That doesn't mean that's happening in every situation, because we are definitely still at times seeing some properties not jump off the market. But data out there, and when I say out there, I mean good data from reliable sources, are showing that activity is up. Buyer demand is rising, and it really has not done that in a while. There have been some seasonal upticks, but this is different. Redfin just announced, and it's funny to hear Redfin announce data about Google. We'll get to that in the second half of the show. But Redfin is announcing, or did announce recently, that Google searches for homes for sale, which is one of, if not the most popular residential real estate buyer signal. Potential buyers are on the internets, all of them.
Searching homes for sale.
Typically, plus city name.
I see what you're saying. This is like the how much people are going online and saying, who's for sale?
Very early stage indicator.
That search is up.
I'm going to start this process of buying. So I'm going to go homes for sale in Saxe, homes for sale in Benbrook. Okay. Those are up 10% year over year, reaching their highest level since July. Now, up 10%. Let's just say for early March, 10% more than last March. So not just like 10% up from January. So last March was decent. This March feels better than decent. Okay. Now,
you know what I think?
Yep.
I think people, to your point, what we've been talking about like the last 6 months, people are like, I've got the information I needed.
Yeah.
Like now I know like things aren't going to change, or maybe this is where we are.
Yeah.
And we got to move.
If Ian were here, you know what he would say. He would say, because he knows I hate the term, he'd say, well, it's our new normal.
Oh.
This is our new normal.
It's
until tomorrow when there's a different new normal.
Right.
It's a dumb term. But anyway, this may be the market for a while. It's been the market for the last 2.5 years. The last 2-3 weeks feel better, feel more active. We're up 10% year over year, meaning, you know, this March versus last March. And mortgage rates are, there's some optimism. They're not like moving whole percentage points. They're moving tenths of points. You know, rates have dropped to their lowest levels since mid-December. Now, that wasn't that long ago. But there was a little life mid-December, if you remember, right before the end of the year. There was like, oh, hey, let's go ahead and buy. Let's go ahead and lock in these rates. Let's beat the spring. So you didn't beat the spring. It's here.
Right.
But you can get those same rates that people were getting in late December, which is high sixes for a lot of people, mid sixes or low sixes or high fives, if you can negotiate the seller to buy some of that down for you, to basically pay for you to have a lower rate. And we're doing that all the time here at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team, by the way. But basically about a 7% increase in mortgage applications. So remember, we talked about a Google search tells us, ooh, more people are thinking about buying. Well, mortgage applications tells us they've gotten serious enough to talk to a lender and fill out an application to get a mortgage. So those are both signs, 10% increase in searches, 7% increase in mortgage applications. To be honest, just because you search on the internet doesn't mean anything. So 10% there, 7% over here. The 7% mortgage applications is a much more valid data point and tells us there's some real movement. And you're in a market as big as DFW. 7% difference is a big stinking deal, like a real big deal, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of transactions. Big deal. So that does not mean everything's on fire. This is not a post-COVID-19 lockdown bonanza. This is like a healthy... people have been waiting for a while and they're not going to wait anymore.
Can you speak to like certain areas being hotter than others and the home in particular being
you remember the borderline appropriate segment we did about 3 weeks ago, the hot or not segment?
Yeah.
Like which markets were hot and which ones were not. So most of that is still valid. But with, like, let's say you looked at Allen, Texas, you know, very energetic right now. Lots of movement. Frisco, certainly, you know, was quieter than some thought the last year and a half or so. Definitely back in action. Fort Worth always statistically, I say always, almost always statistically lags Dallas. A lot of activity in Fort Worth right now. You know, we specialize in neighborhood homes. Generally always good activity in neighbors, not like on fire, but it doesn't really die ever. Mm-hmm. We also specialize in homes on land. You know, your big backyard, half acre to 5 to 10 acre type properties. There's a definite uptick there. We are seeing people that have been sitting in a home that was fine, but they really were dreaming of something else that late last year, and then it paused a bit, and now we're seeing it resurge again, or like, let's go. I want a big backyard. You know, kids are a certain age. I want the freedom. I want the privacy. I want what I want. And I could afford it the whole time. I just didn't feel comfortable. I didn't like the rates. I didn't like prices, but I'm seeing prices just keep going. Rates are slightly better. I'm not waiting another 2 or 3 years. This feels like the window to take action and go achieve the dream of the bigger house, bigger lot. And we're having a lot of those conversations at the Touch Your Money Home Selling Team. If you want to have one of those conversations with us, just give us a call, 214-310-0008. Or you can always go online to ToddTremontiTeam.com. If you want to see almost 800 five-star reviews from happy past clients, friends, vendor partners, folks that know us well, just Google my name, Todd Tremonti, T-R-A-M-O-N-T-E, whatever you prefer. We'll be here when you're ready. But you cannot start the conversation too soon. You might as well just jump on the phone for 5 or 10 minutes, get some ducks in a row. If you want, you can have a free strategy session, 30 to 90 minutes, usually by Zoom or ideally in person. We can really get some ducks in a row for you, tell you where the opportunities are, warn you of some huge mistakes, which some people are still very, very much making in this market. And you can do all of that online. Either just Google Todd Tremonti or go to Todd Tremonti Team. .com. The first segment's always brought to you by Patrick Glaros and his mortgage team over at ABC Bank. As good as it gets, folks, Patrick is the only mortgage lender my wife and I have personally used in 20 plus years of homeownership, real estate, investing, leading thousands and thousands of DFW area buyers and sellers through their real estate process. So when you need a mortgage, or you need questions about mortgages or rates or borrowing power or investment borrowing, anything mortgage related, just reach out to Patrick Glaros, 972-386-1231. And then really the easiest thing to remember is just his name, patrickglaros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S, patrickglaros.com. Now, the market is sort of moving in two directions, Courtney. And so on the one hand, we are seeing activity really, 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 really move. And some sellers are getting multiple offers. We sold several last week that never hit the market, meaning like buyers were knocking on the door before we were officially publicly marketing. Totally ethical, totally legal. Our sellers were thrilled with the process. That doesn't usually produce the best results, but sometimes our pre-marketing is effective enough that people just don't even have to worry about like the massive showings and the public stuff. So that's back. But it is also true that days on market, meaning the number of days that a house is fully on the market, is longer than it's been in a while. So if you are not really effectively marketing the home, presenting it well, negotiating it well, and you don't have world-class full-time agent on it, you may be looking at, we had kind of a joke before the show in our office. We were guessing, I won't name the companies, but companies that we know are just not very good at getting homes sold, but they get a lot of people to hire them to do that or something similar. And we everybody guessed at what their average days on market was, right?
Yeah, pretty high.
Three times the average and about five times our average. So that is still out there too. Two markets, two directions. By the way, a lot of real estate agents, if you talk to them right now, would be like, oh my gosh, this market is the worst. I've started driving Uber again. You know, I went and got my old job. I got a real job. But if you talk to the right people that are on their game, that are in it every day, they're saying, this is the most fun we've had in 2 or 3 years. Buyers are happy. Sellers are happy. And that would be my observation. So you see this market going in two different directions. But the good news is, this is a market that makes sense. It makes sense that better homes marketed better with sellers with the right expectations and great agents are killing it right now. And homes that like didn't get prepped real well, they don't have much of a strategy, sellers don't have great expectations, and the agent's not very good, are sitting on the market. And their prices are slipping. And we're seeing reductions still. So that is a actually logical market. The best do really well. Those that don't plan, prep, and have great leadership don't do very well. So that's good news that the market is operating with some fundamentals that make sense. There's logic. There's health and stability to the market.
Do you see, or what is your opinion about the boomers and the millennials sort of colliding in a way? That the boomers have had an experience and when they bought their home and the return that they're getting versus the experience millennials are having and how it may or may not pay off. Like,
okay, let's do this. Let's go all the way. Because you,
I want to.
You've got the hand gestures of the millennial advocate, right? Yeah. You're like, these poor, poor.
They're ready to buy. And tight, they don't
poor
feel
people
like they can.
With their tight roll jeans.
They're entitled.
Well, there it is. Ooh, you're not the advocate anymore.
Make some money, Todd.
Oh, you spun it. You spun it. I see what you did there. Entitled, pause. Too easy real estate. Okay, so here's my, I'm not a boomer, by the way.
What are you?
Gen X all the way. Now, to be clear, I'm a later Gen X.
We're going to bridge the gap.
So a lot of my lens is through my older brother who was like firm Gen X, right? I was late Gen X. But here you go. Here's the boomer response to the millennials.
Oh, tough titty.
Would you like an 18% mortgage rate? You whiny little brat. And the millennials, what do they say? No, but I'd like an $18,000 house.
We want the 3% $18,000
house. Yeah, it's like, you know, the millennials, like, listen, I get it. There was a few years where mortgage rates were outrageous and you never saw 2, 3, 4, 5% rates. But the house was 80 grand.
It does feel like you can't accomplish anything without your parents' help these days.
That's not accurate, but it is hard. Here's the reality. If you are, statistically speaking, millennials are buying houses now. And by the way, they were before, but not en masse. It was a generation. It is a generation that historically got married later, considered school differently, thought differently about debt and freedom and fulfillment and all these things. But as you know, we talk about this in politics a lot, like people's values change the older they get and the more they're responsible for. And it is happening with millennials and they are valuing home ownership the way they did not early on in the traditional normal generational cycle. So millennials are buying houses in much, much, much larger numbers. Baby boomers are not selling homes the way many people thought.
What, they're sticking it?
They're holding on to those assets. Now, some would say that's market driven where, you know, they haven't had the income or the wealth that they had hoped to have. And so they're hanging on and they're going to do that later. We'll see.
It's interesting that you say that because this article is saying there's an imbalance between supply and demand that has fueled an extraordinary run-up in home values.
Yes. And so one factor of why we haven't had just rampant housing inventory for the last, you know, let's just use the last 3 years. It's certainly longer than that. But where people thought we would. They're like, oh, people are going to get foreclosed on. There's going to be tons of houses on the market. Massive recession. Who knows? That could happen for a lot of different reasons. But everyone who's predicted that for the last 10 years has been wrong, like pretty wildly wrong. And a big piece of that is this massive generation of baby boomers has not dumped all their property and, you know, moved on into retirement homes or downsized. They've said, no, I still want my big, nice house with the pool and the yard and the garage. And I want what I want, which is kind of the attitude baby boomers have always had is it's about me. And that's always been the accusation broadly against the whole generation is that their parents, the greatest generation, were selfless servants and these baby boomers were just hippies that just wanted what they wanted, right? The millennials have been bagged on, you know, for saying they're kind of lazy. They just want to be happy and fulfilled. They don't want to work. They don't want to go to the office. And now they're like, but I got some kids and just want a house and I'm going to be grown up now. Not that they weren't before, but those values are shifting. So first of all, hear me say, well done, millennials. Homeownership is a massive part of wealth building. And I don't just mean financial wealth. I mean, the familial wealth of connection and safety. And this is our home and it will be our home for a very long time. Plenty of people on Instagram and TikTok yelling at you not to own your own home, but to own investment homes. Those people are dumb. Okay. That's what I've got for you. Maybe not intellectually or financially dumb, but they are wildly missing the non-financial value of owning. By the way, I think the math adds up perfectly well. Certainly has for me. But if you have, if you struggle with the math a little bit because you're squeezing tenths of percentages out of spreadsheets, go ahead and round up for the fact that your kids are like, I know where home is and your family feels safe and you can entertain and build, connect roots and know people and have a place that is integrated into your psyche. That's the value of home beyond the spreadsheet, beyond the ROI, beyond the resale, beyond the percentage of upgrades and annual taxation and blah, 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 blah. But the difference in those two real estate markets right now really is a great strategy. And that usually should come from a great agent who's got to be full-time, fully dedicated, expert, you know, specializing. But you see a lot of people winging it. You see a lot of people that have the, this is normal. Most people who are going to sell their house have the attitude of the previous real estate cycle whenever they bought. And it's very dangerous. It's, you need an expert. You know, it's like you went to the doctor for something major 10 years ago and it's cropping up again and you just want them to do what they did 10 years ago when they could do so much better now. No, no, no. You don't want the 10-year-old solution. We have awesome technology and advancements and research and it can be cheaper and faster and less painful and all that stuff. That is true in real estate too. There is no like Nostradamus crystal ball of predicting real estate market timing. Like anything could happen. Like the neighbor could buy a dog that barks real loud and all of a sudden that messes up your market for your house. But hear me say this loud and clear. Now is an excellent time to be selling real estate in DFW. There's more buyer demand than we've seen in, I'm going to say, 2 years. Statistically, that could be arguable that there were a couple of points last year that were pretty decent. But as good as it's been in 2 to 3 years, rates are decent. And the price of the home you may buy next hasn't really shot up in a while. It's gone up most areas. It's gone down a little in a couple of areas. This is a great time to sell one, buy one. And if you have cash, if you have the cash to pay cash for your next house, call me right now and I will tell you how we are dominating this market with folks selling a house and buying the next one cash. 214-310-0000. Call me right now. 214-310-0000. 0008, and we will tell you how folks that are selling a house and buying their next property cash, doesn't matter if they're upgrading, downsizing, moving out to the lake, buying an investment property, doesn't matter. If you're selling a house and buying another with cash, call me right now. 214-310-0008. We're going to tell you how you can absolutely dominate with some tax strategy, real estate strategy, wealth building strategy, and your family's going to be really, really, really happy you did this, especially like 5 years from now. Now, if you're only selling, still a really, really, really great time to do that. You can be a little more patient if you wanted to, but now's an excellent time. When the buyers are buying, you want to be selling. You don't want to wait and find out that maybe buyer demand dissipates at some point. But if you did wait, we think your value is going to continue to go up. So you don't need to be quite as urgent, although it is an excellent seasonal time of buyer demand and action and competition. If you are only buying, hurry, hurry, hurry. Now, if you're not financially ready, don't hurry, 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 but hurry to have the conversation. Hurry to gather the information. Hurry to make sure you know exactly what's going on. And we would be honored to earn your trust in that process at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team. Also, give me a call, 214-310-0008 or
TodTremontiTeam.com.
Okay, so if you've got questions, just call or text. By the way, you can just text us a question. If you're not quite ready to talk or you're like at a stoplight, You can text 214-310-0008. Yeah, Courtney might
full
jump.
Price.
Courtney might jump on there. We got some feedback about
We've
the show.
We tried to
this
make
week.
It a safe space. We got good feedback.
Do you want to share it? Or do you want me to do it on your behalf?
You love me. You really love me.
She's not talking to me. She's talking to DFW and podcast listeners the globe over. It's so funny when we look at the podcast downloads map. There's like a huge like network of people in like Singapore and all, I mean, countries across the world, but whatever was that? I don't know what's happening in Singapore. Go ahead, Courtney. Tell people the feedback we got this week.
Just what a good time. Just love me some full price. Just bringing the
Jeremy Payne. Here's from a brand new client this week on the way out of signing a new listing and setting expectations and getting ready to just knock it out of the water, sell that house over the average price, under the average time. And they go, hey, hold on. Just make sure. Just make sure.
Get in here.
He's walking by the studio. Would you very
quickly for me tell the story of Full Price Courtney via a brand new client?
Oh, I can't believe I'm having to do this. I'm
just
walking out.
Just inflating my ego.
He loves her so much, but his love language is snark. And so he's like, it pains him to pass this compliment.
Well, and y'all don't get to see this off air, but she loves this. She loves the
eating it up.
When you guys compliment her, it inflates the ego even worse. And I'm walking out of an appointment with one of our favorite sellers. We've sold and bought with him several times, and I met with him last week. And as we're walking out the door, he goes, "By the way, y'all's show has been incredible. Thanks so much, Jeremy. And can I just say, that Full Price Courtney bit is she's my favorite character on the entire show. And she is so, she knows nothing about real estate, but she's incredible." And I'm just looking at him like, oh no, I'm going to have to tell her this now. It was incredible. I'll be honest.
Just basking in the applause, basking in the glory. By the way, the fact that they said that Full Price bit.
Oh, it was, yeah, he acknowledged, he's like, it's a bit, and I'm like, oh, if you only
if
knew.
If you only knew.
It's not a bit.
It's just a day in the life of Courtney.
Listen, awesome. The nicest thing y'all said, I just went home with my love tank full that y'all keep saying, she's not for everyone, but she's
ours. She's our Courtney. She's our full price Courtney. Thanks, man. Jeremy was just walking by. We saw him through the studio window and snagged
Wait,
him.
I'm so glad he's here because I also wanted to celebrate. All right, go ahead.
No, it's okay. You got 2 minutes to come back in the second half.
I'll be here. Let's do it.
Okay, we'll come back in the second half with some Jerome Payne, also known as Jeremy Payne, marketing specialist galore. We're going to talk a little about Southlake when we get back. By the way, Southlake, kind of been a hot market since day one. You don't want to play him in high school football, but you do want to live there. We'll talk a little bit about Southlake when we get back. But we're going to talk also about Fort Worth. We need you. We need you on our team. If you're in Fort Worth and you've got a brand new real estate license or you'd like to get one, and you'd like to hang out with some incredible, amazing, value-oriented, caring, kind, hardworking, always learning and growing amazing people, we need to talk to you. Would you just text me 214-310-0008? Would you text me and let me know you're thinking about real estate in DFW, primarily on the Fort Worth side? We got a bunch of opportunity. We need incredible people, one or two, no more than two, to join us and help us serve and care for and lead and guide and advocate incredible home buyers and sellers in the Fort Worth area. Hit me up, 214-310-0008, or
DutchReminderTeam.com.
Hey, don't forget.
Find out what your home would sell for right now in under a minute at DutchReminderTeam.com.
Welcome back, party people. Smooth break. We had a smooth break. Everything's fine over here. Full Price Courtney is in studio. And let's leave it at that. We're glad to have you with us. If you have real estate needs at all, here's what you do. You just pull your cell phone out, your cellular or your mobile, whatever you call it. And then you call or text 214-310-0008. Southlake is, in fact, still quite a hot market. But before we dive into that, before the break, we teased a little bit more Jeremy Payne. And who doesn't want a little bit more Jeremy Payne? It's early in the year. We just talked a lot about how the spring market is real, more real this year than it has been in a couple of past years. More market activity than anything since July. 10% improvement over the first quarter last year. So we're seeing some activity, and we're really seeing most of that in the last 2 to 3 weeks. So on the ground, Jeremy, talking to sellers every single day, what's the feel? What's the vibe? Where's the meter, the gauge on the market right now?
Yeah, I would say the last 2 weeks I have noticed a massive uptick, and I don't know that that's across the board. I've talked to other really good agents who haven't necessarily seen that, but yep. I have been, it's easily been the busiest 2 weeks of my career, the last 2 weeks, with sellers coming out of the woodworks, buyers showing properties, closings, the whole thing. So I am slammed right now.
Craziest 2 weeks of your career, meaning including,
it's bold,
21, it's early bold statement. 22.
Yeah. Yep. No, I stand by it. I thought through that. It was nonstop. And again, that probably has several factors playing into it. Yeah. Spring breaks, I think, and things like that.
I think part of that is could be the mustache. Might not be, but it could be. I think there is an element of that to a bunch of people who have been waiting, and finally felt like the starting gun fired and it was time to go. And that's working its way out. But you're right. And we talked about it in the first half of the show that there's a bunch of real estate agents that would be telling you a very different story about the market right now. We talked about how the market's kind of moving in two directions. There's the market that's informed, prepared, on top of it, and ready for the momentum. And those sellers are doing very, very well. Those buyers are having good experiences. And then there are the folks that are somewhat lazy in the marketplace. They want great outcomes, but they're not putting in the effort to get great leadership or prepare the condition of their home or price accurately or really fully make the best of the opportunity. And those homes are sitting. Homes are still sitting on the market in many scenarios, and buyers are still feeling like pricing is unfair and rates aren't ideal, while others are getting 2025 houses at 2023 prices at rates that are fine. They're not exciting, but they're fine. And so there's a lot happening. There's many different perspectives, but like statistically speaking, give us an idea of what's possible for a seller right now. Like, am I just settling for an okay price? Can I sell it slow and high, but fast and low? What's happening?
Yeah. So it definitely depends on the market, but I was actually looking through some of my numbers the other day just to kind of get the 50,000 foot view and say, what's been going on the last few months? It's felt a little slower over the winter. Interest rates kind of remained high. Yeah. That's the time of year most people think, hey, we're going to wait. We're going to wait till, you know, summer or spring or whatever. And I actually saw, and I know if you've listened to the show for long, you know, we do not like the list to sales price ratio and say,
do well, not.
Yeah. But what I'll say is we also guarantee our, you know, results, right? We over the average price, under the average time. So for us to do that, we could never consistently list homes low. Right. What I'll say is I looked back since November 1st. So the last 4 or 5 months, I have sold on average every single one of my listings above asking price.
Yeah. Okay. Pause for effect. Lil John really enjoyed that. Okay. So let's break down what we just said quickly.
Yeah.
I do not like the statistic list price to sales price, because what it says is I listed my house for 500. I sold it for 550. So I got 10% over. That's the simple math, right? So you would say, oh, I got 110% of list price. Here's the problem. The house might have been worth 585. You listed it at 500. Right. You got 10% above what you asked, and you're telling everybody, "Woo, look at me! I'm way above list price." Or you might be like we may more often be, which is where we are pricing that home at the absolute max strategically of what it could possibly gain, and still getting more than that. And you may be at 102%, or maybe you priced it very high. This doesn't happen to us much, but you got a little bit less than that. You still got way like the max or above what it should really be worth, but even a little less than you ask because you ask so high. You might be at 97% of list price, but you're getting the client way more money for their house. That's why that stat is misleading. But what Jeremy is saying is our team, and he specifically, are strategically pricing these homes very aggressively and still exceeding it on every single house for the last 4 to 5 months in a market where lots of other people are saying, we're just dropping price, we're dropping price, we're dropping price, we're just taking whatever we can get. So that tells you what's possible in the market right now. And I will tell you, which Jeremy probably won't brag on himself here, that Jeremy's out there selling 7 or 8 times as many houses as the average agent in DFW sells in a calendar year. He's not doing it by himself. He's doing it with an incredible team of staff and other agents and even full price Courtney, you know, just getting the word out with her vigor and sometimes snark and all the time
yelling.
Smart
That's what mouth does it.
Attitude. But that does takes
just
nothing away
sure
from the fact.
Me.
Takes nothing away from the fact that if you want to sell your house and Jeremy is the guy leading that effort, you are in very, very, like there's no better option for you in DFW to sell your house than to be working with John or Jeremy and our team. And Jeremy is, you know, go check the reviews. Go Google Todd Tremonti, check the reviews and look at hundreds of people saying I had a world-class experience with Jeremy Payne on the Todd Tremonti home selling team. So definitely the agent matters. We talked earlier in the show about how, you know, there's two different worlds in real estate right now. We talked about, you just said it a minute ago, we talked about there's a lot of agents that are not saying what we're saying. They are not saying this spring market is robust and exciting and there's a tremendous amount of opportunity. But if you want Jeremy or you want to buy a house with one of our world-class, full-time, fully dedicated, specialized agents, call or text me right now, 214-310-0008. Or you can go online to ToddTremontiTeam.com. You can Google Todd Tremonti. Again, when you check those reviews, look for the ones about Jeremy and see what people are saying. But in a market where agents are complaining, buyers are complaining, sellers are complaining, you got a guy who's sell everything he sold in the last 4 months, which again is probably twice what most agents would sell in the entire year, is at the top end of the price range. Now, one last quick question, we'll let you go. What's the timing looking like of these things? We all know the market's been a little flat, a little boring, a little bit, you know, frustrating. Some homes have been sitting longer. What's going on with those?
Yeah, so I would say it really depends. There are some areas where I walk in and I sit down with the seller and show them the fastest sale in the last 6 months was 45 days. And yeah, on average, it's 80 to 90 days. And so what helps is when a seller calls me earlier on in the process, before
right.
they
early,
need to move.
Early.
And says, hey, let's put a game plan together. Let's talk through, we're thinking about moving this summer. Or we're thinking about moving in whatever. Then I can sit down and say, okay, let's start using those timelines to our advantage. I'll show you how I can guarantee to be on the faster side of that, take away some of that stress, and ultimately get you where you want to go. But there are plenty of neighborhoods that are selling with my properties and our marketing plan. I'm getting them sold in less than 3 or 4 days. But right. there's also ones that absolutely do take 30 to 40 days, depending sure. on how many buyers are out there. And so we'll customize it for
and
you.
And we do that research for you. So we cannot say it enough. You just heard Jeremy say it. I say it every single week on the show. You cannot start this conversation too soon. Most people start it too late. It doesn't mean you're like totally hosed and you can't be successful, but you are going to have fewer options, less flexibility, and honestly, a lower likelihood of achieving the maximum result. When you're like, I gotta get it on the market this week, you're gonna limit your opportunities to prepare that home for market. You're gonna limit your own ability to fully mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, relationally, all those things, be really prepared for what it takes to knock it out of the park. But if you have a leader like Jeremy Payne or one of the world-class agents at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team, you're not having to do all of this yourself. So if you start that conversation 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 3, 6 months, a year even early, not only are they going to do that, what we call basically managing the transactional details, right? They're going to lead the effort of all the different vendors, all the different experts, all the different agents, the pricing, the fee structure, the timing, the documents, all of that for you. But they're going to spend all of that time, a year, 6 months, 9 months, 30 days, 60 days, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever it is, helping you get yourself in a better position. So you're going to rely on a world-class agent, especially here at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team, to do almost everything for you. Here's the one thing. There's probably a couple other things, but here's one of the things that you can do for yourself, for you, your family, and your finances to ensure that you have better results. You ready for it? Start the conversation early. 214 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008. Call us, text us. If you're not quite ready to talk, just shoot us a text. Say, I need some info on this. Would like to talk about this around this time. We're not looking to kick your door in. We're celebrating our 20th year as a team, and I've been a broker longer than that. But we've been doing this for 20 years. We're going to do it another 20 years. We're not going to hurry you, but we are going to help you sleep a little bit better at night, have a better game plan in place, have less anxiety and fear and uncertainty. And then when the time is right, you get to be one of these success stories that Jeremy's talking about. Any final thoughts on what's happening right now?
No, I mean, I appreciate all of that. And I would say back to my client who said he loved Full Price Courtney. He actually called me 9 months ago. It was late summer 2024. And he says, hey, we know we're moving August of 2025. It was a full year ahead.
Nice.
So I told him, hey, great. Here's our timeline. I met with him 2 weeks ago. And I was able to show up at his house and say, I've already had some conversations with in-house buyers. Yep. I think I may be able to save you the hassle and the stress of getting it on the market and going through all the work. I've already started that conversation, and we are months in advance, and we'll make sure it fits his timeline, his budget, all of that stuff. So it doesn't hurt. You can't be too early to start that conversation.
Hit it, Courtney, you think? Well done.
Oh, thank you.
Well done. Thanks for being here.
Real proud of you.
That's what you get for walking by the studio.
Don't do that again.
Yeah.
Crawling past next time.
There you go. All right. That's Jeremy Payne, folks. Call the team. Ask for Jeremy. 214.
No pain, no gain.
310-00.
I'm trying to build his brand.
08.
Every 3 months.
Hey, folks. South Lake, Texas.
South Lake.
What about it? We're going to talk a lot more about it here in a second. But first, if you have mortgage questions, you know what to do. Just go to patrickgleros.com. It's literally what I do. My wife and I have been buying and selling real estate for well over 20 years together, and we don't use anyone else for mortgage. Patrickgleros.com, GLAROS, NMLS number 308804. Patrick Glaros with ABC Bank. By the way, mortgages for sure, but if you're looking for like a great local bank with an actual local banker, check out ABC Bank for that as well. PatrickGleros.com. And if you haven't shopped your home and auto insurance in a while, why not? Because it's expensive and honestly, it's pretty annoying. It's great to have. You need it. We all know that. You got to protect your stuff because when you need it, it sure is wonderful. But let's make sure that you're not overpaying and let's make sure you are not underinsured. Reach out to DP Lambert, dp.lambert at goosehead.com. That's dp.lambert, L-A-M-B-E-R-T, dp.lambert at goosehead.com. That's who I use. He's been taking care of me for years. I don't worry about who the carrier is. I just make sure DP's my guy, and he'll help me change my carrier from the actual provider of the insurance every year or two or three, just depending on pricing and coverage. But I've had the same guy that I can call or text and say, hey, what's up? Hey, we bought a car. We need new insurance cards. Can you switch it for me? Hey, I think we might have had hail. Hey, do you think I should, you know, file a claim for this or not? Same guy, DP, for years and years and years. DP.Lambert at goosehead.com. All right, Courtney, when I say South Lake, what comes to mind?
Luxury.
Okay.
Pretty charming, new.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A strong community. Yep. I was going to say one of my favorite parts about being in Dallas, like DFW, is the airport. And huge pro is that South Lake is this incredible community and it's 10 minutes from the airport.
South Lake is great.
Hook
so what comes to my mind when I think South Lake, Texas, is beautiful homes, usually slightly larger homes on slightly larger lots in an incredible location. Kind of north central DFW, very close to DFW airport without feeling like you're like right underneath the airport. So just far enough to be a very clean, attractive, very welcoming community. I also think high school football, they've been a dominant football program forever. Many of their coaches have gone on to college and beyond. I think families, you know, larger homes, larger families kind of thing. I think great food. South Lake Town Center is like a really cool retail restaurant spot. Plus, they've got some of my favorite barbecue joints over there. Our kids are super involved in sports, so we're often over in that area for a game or a tournament or something. And I like it when that's the location we're going to be in because I know we have tons of options for food, entertainment, go get a drink, you know, whatever. There's resources, but it's not gaudy resources. You know, like sometimes you're just like, there's an exit and there's like everything you need, but it's just messy and congested. South Lake does not feel that way.
No, it's organized.
It feels organized and pretty and maintained, and the grass is mowed and there's no trash on the streets and the lights are not overwhelmed and you can get places without a bunch of drama. And so you said new. Interestingly enough, though, South Lake is not super new. But it still has that feeling of fresh, clean. The retail is, you know, feels like literally, you know, this is, there's no gunk and sludge. That sounds like a silly thing to say, but it's just a very well maintained community. You can get to the Fort Worth side of things in like 20 to 40, depending on, you know, what time of day, what day of the week. You can get to the Dallas side of things in, you know, 30 to 40, depending on where you are, time and things. You can get north real fast. You can actually get south real fast because you've got a route to kind of go directly south and not have to go around because you're kind of more central. So very highly regarded public schools there. Plenty of private school options as well. But the public schools are in demand. People are moving there for that. You can value whatever you want when it comes to schools, but it is a very popular place for people to go because they want their kids in those schools. You know, I coach real estate agents and I coach and have done some consulting with agents in Southlake, and there's not a lot happier real estate agents and agents that are in Southlake. They're not all awesome, but there are some good ones. We certainly love helping people buy and sell homes in the Southlake area. We have team members that know those areas very, very well. I say those areas, meaning Southlake and surrounding. You'll hear Southlake Colleyville a lot of times, sort of like it's one place. Mm-hmm. It sort of bleeds together. They're two distinct places, but... it's a wonderful place to live. If you're making a move to the DFW area from outside of the area, by all means, you know, if your budget is in that, you know, 600-700 and up area, South Lake could be real attractive to you. If you're interested in schools, sports are important to you, you like the location, you want to be near the airport, you might want to take advantage of the Fort Worth lifestyle as well as the Dallas lifestyle. You might even want to get down to Arlington for Cowboys or Rangers games or other types of things. It's really great location in that regard. And then if you're thinking north, you want to get up to, you know, Frisco and coming soon Universal Studios and other things like that, Oklahoma and beyond, lakes. And it is a phenomenally well-located spot, and access to higher education, hospitals, airports, travel, entertainment, dining. Not in and of itself a massive job center, but bigger than a lot of people think. There are some towers there that have some corporate headquarters and things like that. And then it's certainly very near some surrounding areas, including Frisco and Dallas and Fort Worth and Las Colinas and Valley Ranch and even Roanoke, where there's some big corporate campuses and things like that, are all within a very short drive of South Lake. So whether you're thinking job, whether you're thinking recreation, education, pace of life, cleanliness, values of the community, access to those major needs for most people, South Lake checks a ton of boxes. And when you see people move to South Lake, you don't see a lot of them move out. There's people that stay there and put down roots, and generations of families stick around there. I can't think of a client that we helped get into South Lake that wasn't really, really thrilled about it. By the way, if you are in DFW already and you feel like you know South Lake, but you haven't been in a while, go check out South Lake again. It continues to grow up and grow out without feeling overwhelmingly large or over congested. Well done, City of South Lake.
Honestly, bravo.
If you need to buy or sell in South Lake, that's what we do. We help people all over DFW with a team in Fort Worth, team in DFW. We're really just one team, but we got folks that live on both sides and help people buy, sell, invest, and enjoy their residential real estate in the DFW area. 214-310-0008 or online at toddtremontiteam.com. If you just want to check it out right now and just be like, hey, I'm kind of thinking about making a move, but I'm not sure what to do next, we can help you with that. We offer what we call a free strategy session. We are the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team, and you can find us online at toddtremontiteam.com. Courtney.
Yes.
Big news.
Tell me everything.
Have you heard of Rocket Mortgage?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not a real big fan of that product. Now, I'm not going to spend a bunch of time ripping on it. I'm just going to say you're not getting the, you know, personal touch you're getting from Patrick Glaros and his team. It's not even close. But Rocket is a parent company that owns many brands in that umbrella. Most people are most familiar with the Rocket Mortgage. Okay. They just bought Redfin. Redfin one of the most visited and honestly highly respected real estate platforms. People call them portals now, like Zillow's a portal, Realtor.com's a portal, Redfin is a portal. It's a website where you can search houses and save for things, and they generate leads and they sell those leads. Not your best source of like local accurate information. We've talked a lot about that. Use a local real estate agent site. I mean, by all means, use ours, ToddTremontiTeam.com. If for whatever reason you have a phenomenal world-class agent that you love that isn't us, use their local real estate website. But Redfin is a portal that's done really well. As a real estate brokerage, they've really struggled. They've changed their model many, many, many times. But historically, for most of their history, they have been what people would think of as a discount real estate brokerage. Low fee. And they've tried it for years and years and years and years with tons of funding, and they just couldn't make it work. So they just sold, and they sold in a 1.4 billion dollar deal, which sounds like a big deal. Mm. They were valued at 10 billion just a few years ago.
Redfin?
Yeah. So they basically sold, no, in my opinion, rocket bottom for the portal. I don't think they care about the brokerage. The brokerage model was not profitable really ever. But what's the observation here for our listeners, our friends, our neighbors, our viewers, all that? Like, if you're in DFW, why do you care about that? I think your takeaway is cheaper is rarely better. Now, there are times where I love a good deal. But when you are hiring professional services, when you need an accounting expert, a legal expert, a medical expert, a real estate expert, and trust me, we need experts. Just because we live in a world where we can access AI and internet all day long doesn't mean we're an expert. Like, we can find some info, but we're not full-time, dedicated, world-class experts at those things. You need an expert when you make these major decisions, health, financial, you know, liability related, protecting yourself. And when it comes to real estate, I think this transaction, Rocket buying Redfin, really only for the value of the technology and probably at a bit of a bargain, what you're seeing is they didn't value the brokerage side. They didn't value, and it didn't work to charge less and provide a lower level of professional service. And if you're a Redfin agent, I'm not picking on you, but lots of Redfin agents were agents that could not make it on their own, that for whatever reason were not successful as an individual agent and went into that Redfin model of a low fee or a per transaction fee or a small salary plus fees. And it just didn't work. It didn't work for the consumer very well. It didn't work for the agent well at all. And it certainly didn't work for the parent company. The observation here is find an expert. Find a world-class expert that can lead and guide and advocate for you. You will not only make up for that financially, psychologically, emotionally, no drama. You know, you don't want a baby leading out. You don't want someone who really doesn't know what they're doing. The Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team was literally created. The model that I built and hired great people that have helped me build and make it way better than it would have been with just me is built on that idea that we are here for you if you want and know you need a world-class expert who is full-time, fully dedicated, world-class, with a proven track record, who will guarantee results and is not working alone. We're here to help. 214-310-0008. 214-310-0008. 0008 or online at
ToddTremontiTeam.com.
And hey, do not forget,
Google Todd Tremonti and check out over 700 five-star reviews.